There was darkness. Then came the strangers. They were a race as old as time itself. They had mastered the ultimate technology, the ability to alter physical reality by will alone. They called this ability tuning. But they were dying. Their civilization was in decline. And so they abandoned their world, seeking a cure for their own mortality. Their endless journey brought them to a small blue world in the farthest corner of the galaxy. Our world. Here they thought they had finally found what they had been searching for. My name is Dr. Daniel Paul Schreiber. I am just a man. I help the strangers conduct their experiments. I have betrayed my own kind. You must listen to me. You have lost
your memory. There was an experiment. Something went wrong. Your memory was erased.
Do you understand me?
No, I don't understand. What the hell is going on here?
Just listen.
There are people coming for you.
Even as we speak. You must not let them find you. You must leave now.
Hello?
Are you there?
Mr. Murdoch, the automat called, says you left your wallet there. I suggest you retrieve it since you only paid for 3 weeks and they was up 10 minutes ago.
I've been there 3 weeks?
It's right there in black and white, Mr. Murdoch. Day and day. We make our books like we make our beds, all neat and tidy.
I'll take care of it when I get back.
See that you do. Only thing makes you a guest in this joint, pal, is cash on the barrel hat. Rules. 3 weeks is 3 weeks. No days off for good behavior.
Mr. Murdoch, yes. Where is he?
He just left not 5 minutes ago.
Sleep now.
When the rumba rhythm start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way.
Husband's doctor. He wanted to speak with you. Excuse me. Dr.
Schreiber, please, won't you come in? You must be Emma Murdoch. Thank you for coming to see me on such short notice.
What is this?
A rather crude experiment designed to further my studies.
I don't understand. You say you're my husband's doctor, but he never mentioned you to me.
The truth is, Mrs. Murdoch, John has been coming to see me for quite some time. He had been grappling with feelings of betrayal stemming from our marital difficulties.
John told you what happened.
Yes. When was the last time that you saw him?
3 weeks ago. He packed a suitcase. He was very angry at me.
I understand how difficult this must be for you. But for John's sake, I would like you to think of me as your friend, Emma. It appears that John has suffered a psychotic break. Complete memory loss.
He can't be serious.
Oh, but I am. He may be delusional. Even violent. If he were to contact you, you must call me immediately. Wherever your husband is, he is searching for himself.
Good evening, Mr. Murdoch. It's Mr. Murdoch, isn't it? Mr. J. something Murdoch? Jay Murdoch. What's your name? Justin? Jerry?
No.
My name's Jason Murdoch. John Murdoch. Jake Murdoch. How's it going?
Hi, Jack Murdoch.
Hi.
told the guy, cash on the barrelhead. I said, listen, 3 weeks is 3 weeks.
Where's our lucky winner?
Upstairs, sir. Room 614. Now the call girl.
Jay Murdoch. Evening, Hasselbeck.
Inspector Baumstadt.
Lace is untied.
Sir. Am I glad you're here, sir? They say Detective Walensky's got the heebie-jeebies.
Just take what they give me, Hasselbeck.
Wallet here, buddy.
Wait, when did I do that?
When you was last here.
When was that?
When you left your wallet. Expect me to remember?
Hello?
Excuse me?
No, seriously. Legend?
Where you headed, Chief?
Home.
And where's home?
Haven't you mugs got anything better to do,
Well, I'm just trying to do my job, May.
Well, there's a killer out there, in case you hadn't noticed. Maybe you should be out looking for him instead of cooling your heels, huh?
Go on, get out of here.
What's that make so far, Hasselbeck? Six hookers and all?
At least so, sir.
Give the man an A for effort. So, Hasselbeck, what kind of killer do you think stops to save a dying fish?
Got me, sir.
What's that? What took you? This killer's been running circles around us, thanks to Wallenstein.
With all due respect, Chief Inspector, I've known Eddie a long time. He's a good cop.
Whatever kind of cop Walensky once was, he let drift a long time ago.
Let me talk to Bumstead!
Come on! Let's go! Hold it up! Frank!
Get us off! They're watching us!
On your feet!
There's no way out! God, can't you see? Let it go. I'm not
going to
hurt you.
What was that?
Walensky. I'm being punished for my sins, right? What did I ever do to inherit this? Where do you begin?
Well, everything Detective Walensky committed to Petra should be here, so...
The only thing that should be committed is Walensky. Nothing like a little healthy paranoia.
Inspector Bumstead. I came here to file a missing persons report from my husband.
Take it to the front desk.
Well, they told me to come see you. His name's John Murdoch.
Do these names mean anything to you?
No. Who are these women? Why are you looking for my husband? Are you going to accuse him of something?
Maybe. Maybe murder.
Whose murder? Which one?
All of them.
Mrs. Murdoch, I am sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to alarm
you. I'm sorry that I came. Just both made a mistake.
Mrs. Murdoch, if you please, if you'll just give me half a second.
We did. We're still breathing.
What's your name, honey?
John.
Well, that's an appropriate name.
Yeah. Just thinking. What you do seems kind of dangerous right now. I mean, how do you know I'm not the killer?
You don't seem like the killer type. Why? Are you feeling any urges I should know about?
You've discovered your unpleasant nature.
How are you?
We might ask the same question. Yes. Sleep. Now.
To be done. This man is dangerous.
It is said he is able to kill.
Impossible.
We have seen it with our own eyes.
On occasion, the imprinting does not take. They behave erratically when they awaken.
We find them wandering like lost children. But this one was different, yes?
What has the doctor to say about this?
He has failed to report in.
And Mr. Quick?
No more, Mr. Quick. Mr. Quick, dead. Yes. Poor Mr. Quick.
Mr. Book, does he know?
Should we not know, Mr. Hand?
We had hoped to learn more before sharing with you.
We can know nothing until we possess him. We must have this man.
My brand, I hope.
John? I've been so worried about you. Are you punishing me? You know, if disappearing is your way of punishing me, I don't appreciate it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I found these keys in my pocket. I assume I live here. You're supposed to be my wife.
Supposed to be. John, you really don't know who I am, do you? Your doctor called me. He was worried that this might happen.
My doctor?
Yeah. He gave me his card. He's desperate to find you.
Schramer. I feel like I'm living out someone else's nightmare. What happened to me? Why was I seeing a doctor?
I had an affair. You were angry at me.
Closing time. The pool is now closed.
Dr. Schreiber, most unfortunate it is that we were forced to seek you out here. You know how uncomfortable we find all this moisture.
I'm sorry, I...
Failed to report in, yes?
I was frightened. I have a weak heart, you know.
Your weakness is not, we think, an affair of the heart.
We found this in his hotel room.
Must we reproduce Mr. Murdoch's memories again?
I tried to reclaim him, but he woke up. He knocked the syringe right out of my hand. I tried to stop him.
He has no memories then.
Oh, fragments. The procedure, it was interrupted. I guess it's only a matter of rounding him up. You have had strays before, right?
This is no stray, Doctor. This one can tune.
Impossible. I thought only you had that ability.
You will process another template of the subject's memories, yes?
Of course. I'll imprint him again.
No. We require them for a quite different purpose. It's almost midnight, Dr. Schreiber. We'll talk again after tonight's tuning, but no more delays, yes? No more inconsistencies in your behavior.
The police are looking for you.
Oh, saw the papers. Killer stalks city streetwalkers. I was with one of those women before he came here tonight.
I don't understand.
I met her outside an automat. I guess I wanted to test myself. I wanted to know if I had it in me to do those things. Maybe I have lost my mind, but whoever I am, I'm still me, and I'm not a killer.
I believe you.
You do? Car outside, the one you arrived in.
The cop, he dropped me off here. I didn't know he was still here. John!
Hold it right there, mister.
Wait, you have the wrong man.
Stand silent, please.
I didn't kill anyone.
Right now, while you are as a suspect, turn yourself in. I'll listen to whatever you have to say.
You're not going to believe what I have to say.
Charming.
There's someone after me. This group of men. They want me dead. And I don't even know if they're not even... Yeah, who's going to listen to a madman?
Hand aside, Mrs. Murdo.
What?
No one ever listens to me.
Murdo, stop! Murdo!
How much there, buddy?
Hey, you happen to know the way to Shell Beach?
You're kidding. Me and the missus spent our honeymoon there. All you gotta do is take Main Street West to... Where's it to cross? You know, that's funny. I can't seem to remember if it's Main Street West or the cross town.
Sorry, Inspector. I cannot be of more assistance, but I am running late for an appointment.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
There's just one thing that puzzles me. I've met quite a few murderers in the course of my work. Murdoch doesn't strike me as one.
Perhaps you are not accustomed to digging deep enough.
Well, I do know when someone is lying to me, Doctor.
Inspector, judging personalities happens to be my business.
Well, maybe you could give me a few pointers.
Certainly. Let's take you, for instance. You are a fastidious man, driven, consumed by details. I would say your life is rather lonely. Good evening, Inspector. I really must be going.
Frank.
Come in, Frank. Close the door.
I've been looking through some of your old reports. It's an interesting case. Kind of make a man's career. Or break it.
Yeah, I was on that case.
And then, what? What happened then, Eddie?
Well, nothing happened, Frank. I've just been spending time in the subway, riding in circles, thinking in circles. There's no way out. I've been over every inch of this city.
To death, Eddie.
She's not my wife. I don't know who she is. I don't know who any of us are.
What makes you say that?
You think about the past much, Frank?
How much is the next guy?
See, I've been trying to remember things. Clearly remember things from my past. But the more I try to think back, the more it all starts to unravel. None of it seems real. It's like I've just been dreaming this life, and when I finally wake up, I'll be somebody else. Somebody totally different.
You saw something, didn't you, Eddie? Something to do with the case.
There is no case. There never was. It's all just a big joke. It's a joke.
Appreciate that, would you, Mr. Whatever your name is? Not the sort of conquests you would ever understand. Let's see. A touch of unhappy childhood. Ah. A dash of teenage rebellion. And last but not least, a tragic death in the family.
Doctor.
Mr. Buck.
Why does Murdoch not sleep during the tuning as the others do?
I don't know. Maybe he's a step up the evolutionary ladder. A freak of nature. He's adapting to survive.
What do you expect? Weren't you looking for the human soul? That's the purpose of your little zoo, isn't it? That's why you keep changing people and things around every night.
Maybe you have finally found what you are looking for, and it's going to bite you on yours.
It requires several of your lifetimes to master our gifts. The idea that a simple man could develop the ability to tune.
It's absurd, I know. But what other explanation is there?
It is time.
Take me off the damn night shift soon.
Well, it's about time, dear.
the rich get richer. Probably have maid's quarters for the night.
Rose.
Schreiber, I presume.
It's you. Hey, come on. It's no way to greet a patient,
doctor. If that's what you are, huh? Doctor?
Mr. Murdoch, please.
What is happening here? Why is everyone asleep?
Shh, please, keep your voice down.
Why can't I remember anything? What have you done to me?
Nothing. Please, I want to help you. We cannot talk here. It is not safe. If they see us together, they'll...
I don't care. I want some answers. I want some answers now. Who are they? Why are they trying to kill me?
Answer me! My God, you really can do it.
I did that.
Listen to me, John. You have their power. You can make things happen by will alone. They call it tuning. That is how they make the buildings change. Just now you acted out of self-defense, a reflex. But I can teach you to control your power consciously. Let me help you, John. Together we can stop them. We can take the city back.
My glasses.
My glasses, please.
He made a terrible impression for the firm, lollygagging around as he did. So I simply told Fredrickson I was going to have to let him go.
And well, you should have, darling.
He attacked me. I don't know where he has gone.
Come, Dr. Schreiber. We have much to do. Yes.
Yes.
Experiment should be conducted in the following locations. The first subject should be imprinted here on Avenue M.
Mr. Bo, there is a problem.
There is no Avenue M. We were unable to complete it.
During the last tuning, we detected a lack of control.
An opposing influence on the machines. Then this man, Murdoch, is more powerful than we thought.
He is becoming like us.
So we must become like him. The good doctor has done as we asked.
The Life and Times of John Murdoch, Volume 2.
We must not do this. Murdoch does not possess these memories, yes? How will his imprint allow us to find him?
Everywhere he goes, everyone he seeks out will be known to us.
And as he follows the clues, so shall we follow the memories. But to imprint one of us, failure has always resulted. What Mr. Hand proposes is our only option. Imprint.
Doesn't it? Stop by sometime. We'll see if we can't hook ourselves another mermaid. Love to Emma. Carl.
Tell me the way to Avenue C.
Try the subway. You got a problem, pal?
You, been working here long?
25 years. No days off for good behavior.
Knows nothing, Mr. Hand.
A dead end, yes, Mr. Wall.
We thought his imprint would allow us to track him, yes, but instead we have been brought here. This is irrational.
Instincts are irrational, Mr. Wall, and we must follow where they lead, yes?
Mr. Sleep suggests he may go to places familiar. His job.
He does not care about our job.
Indulge us, Mr. Hand. If you are Murdoch, yes.
If? I were Murdoch, I would remember how my wife had hurt me by sleeping with another man. And then I would look for a way to hurt her in return. Leave me alone with her. There's work to be done.
Change. Excuse me, how do I get to the end of the line?
You want the express.
Hey! How come the train didn't stop?
That's the express.
There's no way out, you know. I can't get out of the city, believe me, I've tried. The Murdoch, aren't you? The one they've been looking for. You're not a killer. They set you up with a fake identity, like everyone else in this place.
Who are you?
Used to be a cop. At least, in this life I was. They steal people's memories, you know. Then they swap them around between us. I've seen them do it back and forth, so no one knows who they are anymore.
How do you know all this?
Once in a while, one of us wakes up.
while they're changing things? It's not supposed to happen, but it does. It happened to me. They'll come looking for you, Murdoch.
Just like they'll come looking for me. But that's okay. I figured a way out.
You were here last night.
This was to be his home.
That was when we loved her.
This is all well and good, Mr. Hand, but we require a more practical link to his present whereabouts.
Yes, and I know where to find her. We're very lucky when you think about it.
I'm sorry?
To be able to revisit those places which have meant so very much to us.
I thought it was more that we were haunted by them.
Perhaps. There used to be a fairy when I was a boy. Biggest thing you ever saw. Lit up like a floating birthday cake.
That's just what my husband once said to me. On this very spot.
Where is your husband now?
I wish I knew. What brings you here?
I met my wife at this place.
That's where I first met my husband.
Small world.
Your Uncle Carl.
You son of a gun!
Uncle Carl. Wait. Is that me?
Yeah.
Shell Beach is where I grew up?
That's what I said. Shell Beach, your hometown.
I need to get there, Carl. How do I get there?
I don't know. I haven't been there in years.
Come on, you must remember. You gotta have some idea. Come on.
Sorry, Johnny. The old Cracker Barrel ain't what it used to be.
So bright there.
Brighter times, I guess.
You're always scribbling on that damn book. That's me and your pa. What a couple of handsome fools.
What happened to my parents? Where are they now?
They're dead, Johnny. They died when the house burnt down. I looked after you. You don't remember that, really?
What's that?
Huh?
What is that?
It's a scar. You burnt your arm pretty bad in the fire. What does it mean, Johnny?
It means these are all lies!
My husband told me he'd been here. He told me he wanted to test himself, see if he was capable of... I wanted to talk to her. I thought maybe she could help me find him.
Stay here, I'm gonna call the station.
Beautiful.
It was a gift from my mother. She died recently. I keep it with me to remind me of her.
I'm sorry.
It's a funny thing, though. I can't remember when she gave it to me. How do you think I could forget a thing like that?
What's happening, Inspector?
I'm not sure I know anymore.
I left your old room like it was. You can sleep here tonight. Glad to have you back, Johnny. Even if it is for just a night.
Carl.
Huh?
Is that the right time?
Why, sure. That clock's kept perfect time since I bought it.
A.M. or P.M.?
What do you think, Johnny?
I understand. How come it be night already? What happened to the day? How'd I miss it?
You're tired. Anything's possible. Look, get some sleep. We'll straighten all this out tomorrow.
Himself. Keep him there and I'll be right over.
I'll try.
Thanks, Carl. Bye.
Johnny!
I can't promise anything, Mrs. Murdoch. Just have to play it as it comes.
Johnny, we just wanted to help. Carl. Uncle Carl.
Johnny, if you're in some kind of trouble, well, maybe we can do something.
Haven't seen you in so long. Yes.
Thank you.
been the cause of much distress.
Stop talking.
There's no need for this. There's no escape. The city's ours. We made it.
What are you talking about?
We fashioned this city on stolen memories. Different eras, different pasts, all rolled into one. Each night we revise it, refine it, in order to learn.
Learn what?
About you, Mr. Murdoch. You and your fellow inhabitants. What makes you human?
Why?
We need to be like you. I understand you now, Mr. Murdoch. I remember that which you do not. What you've been missing. The ocean, yes. Running along the waves as a child. Meeting Emma at the river. That first kiss that followed.
What are you?
You've seen what we are. We use your dead as vessels.
She was alive when I left her.
What about this?
This is nothing. This is...
It must mean something, all those pictures.
What pictures? I don't understand this.
Stop playing games with me, Murdoch. Stop telling me lies.
I'm not telling you lies!
Help me out here. Make me understand. I have this jigsaw puzzle in front of my face, and every time I try to rearrange the pieces, it still doesn't make any sense.
You think it makes sense to me? I'm as much in the dark here as you are. You let me ask you a question. You heard of a place called Shell Beach?
Sure.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
You tell me?
Right. You just, you go to the...
Where do you go?
Just give me a second, will you?
You can't remember, can you? You think it's kind of odd? Wait, I got a better one for you. When was the last time you remember doing something during the day?
What do you mean?
I just mean during the day. Daylight. When was the last time you remember seeing? And I'm not talking about some distant, half-forgotten childhood memory. I mean, like, yesterday? Last week? When? Can you come up with a single memory? You can't, can you? You know something? I don't think the sun even exists in this place. So I've been up for hours and hours and hours, and the night never ends here.
That's crazy.
Damn right, this is crazy. Listen to me, Bumstead. The
It's not just me. It's all of them. They're doing something to all of them.
Shut up. I've heard enough.
Please listen. Shut up, Timmy! Shut up!
Killer down, sir. Sir.
I wanted to be the first to congratulate you about the case.
Take us to Murdoch.
Sleep.
I knew you'd come eventually.
Don't you think it's about time you started giving me some answers?
Yes. Yes, of course. Would you please sit down? I come here quite often. It's one of the few places I'm allowed a moment's peace. You see, they have an aversion It's water. One could almost call it a phobia.
Who are they? What do they want from me?
Right. Well, for now, let's just say that you are the subject of their experiment. We all are. I'm sorry about this, I truly am, but we do not have much time and I cannot afford the luxury of doing this the right way. Everything you need to know, all the answers are in this syringe. I need you to inject yourself, it's the only way to make you understand.
You're kidding me, right?
We are running out of time, John. You have to do this now.
Give me the gun, Doctor.
Inspector, he is more disturbed than we thought.
I may not be the judge of personality that you are, Doctor, but you're the one who looks disturbed to me.
I don't know what you are doing.
What exactly is in this, Doctor?
All the answers you've been looking for, John, I swear to you.
Huh? Guess we'll just have to hold on to it for safekeeping. If you don't mind.
Let's go, Doctor.
Go. Where are we going?
Shell Beach. That's where you want to go, isn't it? The ocean.
Won't find anything there, I promise you. I've been there and...
You've been there. You can show us the way then, can't you?
I won't. I refuse. You can't make me go there. Don't you understand? They'll be waiting for us.
I don't understand. There used to be a bridge here.
Try that again. Your friends are going to be fishing you out of the canal.
Don't hurt me. I'll tell you everything. It doesn't matter anymore anyway.
What? Who are you people?
Must go. End of the canal.
We will give you some more pretty things soon. Anna?
I'm not Anna.
You will be soon, yes.
I have another use for her first.
I call them strangers. They abducted us and brought us here. This city, everyone in it, is their experiment. They mix and match our memories as they see fit, trying to divine what makes us unique. One day, a man might be an inspector. The next, someone entirely different. When they want to study a murderer, for instance, they simply imprint one of their citizens with a new personality. Arrange a family for him, friends, an entire history, even a lost wallet. Then they observe the results. Will a man, given the history of a killer, continue in that vein? Or are we, in fact, more than a mere sum of our memories? This business of you being a killer was an unhappy coincidence. You have had dozens of lives before now. You just happened to wake up while I was imprinting you with this one.
Why are they doing all this?
It is our capacity for individuality. Our souls that makes us different from them. They think they can find the human soul if they understand how our memories work. All they have are collective memories. They share one group mind. They're dying, you see. Their entire race is on the brink of extinction. They think we can save them.
Right away, Fan.
You are different, John. You resisted my attempt to imprint you. Somehow, you have developed their ability to chew. That is how they changed things. That is how they built this city. They have machines buried deep beneath the surface that allow them to focus their telepathic energies. They control everything here, even the sun. That's why it's always dark. They can't stand the light.
So why do they need you?
When they first brought us here, they extracted what was in us so they could store the information, remix it like so much paint, and give us back new memories of their choosing. But they still needed an artist, to help them. I understood the intricacies of the human mind better than they ever could. So they allowed me to keep my skills as a scientist because they needed them. They made me delete everything else. Can you imagine what it is like being forced to erase your own past?
What about my past? What about my childhood? Shell Beach, Uncle Carl. What about this? This was blank when I found it.
You still don't understand, John. You were never a boy. Not in this place. Your entire history is an illusion, a fabrication, as it is with all of us. You made those drawings happen with your gift.
You say they brought us here. From where?
Sorry. I don't remember. None of us remember that. What we once were. What we might have been. Somewhere else. I've taken you this far. You don't need me anymore.
Let's go.
Beyond the city. The only place home exists is in your head.
No! No! John! Stop! No!
You'll allow yourself to surrender, Mr. Murdoch, or it'll result in this one's death, yes?
What do I care? She's not my real wife. She's nothing to me.
But you do still care, don't you, Mr. Murdoch? You see, I have become the monster you were intended to be. Shall I end her life now, as you would have?
Don't hurt her, please.
Then surrender, Mr. Murdoch. Sleep.
dangerous, but he can also lead us to what we seek, what the doctor calls the soul. It is time for our experiment to move into a final phase. We no longer need the other subjects. The time for study is over. It is time to be one with John Murdoch. It is time, Doc. Imprint. Shut it down! Shut it down forever!
What are you doing?
They want to impress you with their old collective memories. They want to make you one of them, so they can share your soul.
But I've got other plans.
Imprint, Doctor. No more disobedience.
I'm sorry, John. They will only last a moment.
You'll rise to greater heights than that, my boy. One day when you're older, you'll understand. That's it, John. Practice makes perfect. Now remember what I told you. Never talk to strangers. You're probably wondering why I keep appearing in your memories. It is because I have inserted myself in them. All of these memories have been fabricated to teach you about the strangers. Give you a lifetime of knowledge in a single syringe. You will survive, John. You will find strength within yourself, and you will prevail.
Hi, Uncle Carl.
Johnny!
Getting the hang of it, John. Maybe one day I'll be working for you. This is the machine the strangers use to amplify their thoughts, the machine that changes their world. You must take control of it. You must make the machine yours. I know you can beat them, John. But you must concentrate.
Something's wrong.
There is no time for romance, John. The world can be what you make it.
What have you done?
You have the power to make anything happen, but you must act now.
Oh,
I knew you could do it, John. You have their power now. You control their machines.
Where's Emma?
She's not Emma anymore, John. She has been re-imprinted.
So give her back her memories.
I can't. The facility where the strangers stored the memories has been destroyed. I'm sorry. What are you going to do now, John?
I'm gonna fix things. You told me I had the power, didn't you? I can make these machines do anything I want. Make this world anything I want it to be. Just so long as I concentrate hard enough.
Changes around here is all.
Are we sure that's what we want?
I'm prepared to take my chances.
I'm dying, John. Your imprint is not agreeable with my kind. But I wanted to know what it was like. How you feel.
You know how I was supposed to feel. That person isn't me. Never was. You wanted to know what it was about us that made us human. You're not gonna find it in here. You went looking in the wrong place.
Thank you.
so, right?
Do you know if Shell Beach is around here?
I think that's it, just over there. I'm headed that way myself. Would you like to join me?
Sure.
I'm Anna, by the way. What's your name?
John. John Murdock.
When the rimba rhythm starts to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. Thank you.